Land. Members of Nangakahoto Naivasha Company Limited have resolved to subdivide their 1,277 acres of land located in Naivasha, Nakuru County. The 1,768 members, majority of them elderly coffee farmers from Gatanga in Maranga, on Wednesday during their annual general meeting, AGM, agreed to share their land among themselves. The members vowed they will not sell any part of their land, despite a flower-growing company expressing interest to buy 440 acres from the parcel. In the AGM that was chaired by Francis Maheria, the shareholders expressed a ray of hope designed to end their tribulations coupled by leadership wrangles that ran for 13 years. The members acquired the land back in 1981 at a cost of ₱4.3 million, and for many years they have been leasing parts of the land to horticultural firms. The past 13 years have been full of frustrations as some people use dubious means to sublet the land without seeking the mandate of the shareholders as the law demands, said Maheria. He added that part of the land had been inhabited by squatters who were flushed out following a court order. With subdivision of the land, every member is entitled to get 0.6 acre piece. This will ensure fairness and end the wrangles, stated Maheria. The chairman further stated that the management of Live Wire Flowers Company had applied for an extension of the lease agreement after the one they signed back in 1995 expired. The flower company had also expressed interest to buy the 440 acres of land, but as we have resolved, the lease will not extend or sell part of our land, he added. The management committee outlined that each member would contribute ₱50,400 to facilitate the process of surveying the land and production of title deeds by the end of May. The AGM that was held at Gatanga Catholic Church was also attended by some local leaders, including Sabina Chege, nominated MP, Edward Mariu, MP Gatanga, Senator Joan Yutu, and Maranga County Assembly Deputy Speaker Moses Gachui. At the same time, the shareholders expressed concerns over the land rate of ₱19 million arrears demanded by the Nakuru County government. They pleaded to the leaders to help them approach the concerned authorities in the national and county government to accord them a waiver, as non-compliance on the land rates was occasioned by the 13-year-old dispute between the farmers and their former management committee. Chege congratulated the aged shareholders for the bold move for following up their investment of years, calling on the youth to help their parents in protecting their property. "This is a matter that I personally followed after the elders approached my office in 2016 and took it to the Lands Committee in Parliament, whose input helped to resolve the wrangles," noted Chege. The Gatanga MP on his part said he will spearhead talks with the Nakuru County government and try to have the pending land rate arrears waived. "As leaders of Maranga, we will try to help our elderly people to be spared in paying the pending land rates. This is possible considering the rates accrued due to leadership wrangles pitting the members and their management committee," said Mariu. Gachui on his part noted that the matter pertaining to the waiver can be handled, as county governments have room to waive fees. "Many of the shareholders died long ago and their children are pursuing their inheritance," said Gachui.